Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the fourth Eli in Parsha's Lech Lecha. That's Perek Yudalid Pasuk Aleph, and the pasuk says, "Vayhi b'mei Amrafel Melech Shinar." It was in the days of Amrafel, the king of Shinar, Aryeich Melech Elasar, Aryeich the king of Elasar, Kedar LaOmer Melech Elam, Kedar LaOmer the king of Elam, and Vesidol Melech Goyim, Sidol the king of Goyim. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Aleph, to understand what's behind these names. Amrafel, who Nimrod? This is Nimrod. Shamar LaAvram, he had told Avram, "Poil l'soich kivshana ish, fall into the kivshana ish." So we're saying Amrafel is a lashon of Amar Poil. He said that you should fall. Melch Goyim, what does that mean? He's the king of Goyim. Makam Yeshishmai Goyim. There was a place called Goyim. Al Shem Shin Skabsu Sham Mikam Umais Umkaimis. There was a number of people and nations that gathered over there. Vimlichu Ish Alehim. And they appointed a king over themselves, Ushmai Siddal, and his name was Tiddal. So what happened with these four kings? Back to Chumash Pasuk Beis, Asu Muhammad, they waged a war as Bara Melch Sudaim with Bara the king of Sudaim. There's Bir Sham Melch Amara, the king of Amara, and Shinov, who was Melch Ma, the king of Adma, Vishem Aver, who was Melch Tzvaim, the king of Tzvaim, and Umelch Bela, Hitzar, the king of Bela, was Tzayar. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Beis, to try to understand the names behind these kings. Bera is Ra L'Shamayim V'Ra L'Briyos. He was bad to Shemayim and bad to people. Bera is a Lashon of Beis Ra. Birsha is Shinis Ala B'Rishoy. He went upwards in his Rishos. He's a Lashon of Beis Rasha. Shinov is Soine Avish V'Shamayim. He hates his father in heaven. Shinov is a Lashon of Soine Av. Shem Aver is some Aver. He put on some sort of contraption which looked like a limb. La'uf V'Likvats V'Limrid B'Kosh Baruch Hu, so he could fly and jump and rebel against Hashem. And Bela Shem Ha'ir, that's the name of the city. Back to Chumash Pasuk Gimel, why was there this war over here? Kol Eilu Chavru L'Emek HaSidim, all these gathered to Valley of Sidim, Hu Yam HaMelech, that's Yam HaMelech, because Shtei Mesrei Shana Avdus Kedar LaOmer, for 12 years they served Kedar LaOmer, Ushlesh Esrei Shana Maradu, and for 13 years they rebelled, so V'Harba Esrei Shana Ba Kedar LaOmer, in the 14th year of their rebellion, Kedar LaOmer came, V'Amalach Mashrite, and all the kings that were with him, V'Yakos HaRefaim Ashres Kenaim, and they struck the Refaim at Ashres Kenaim, and Ves HaZuzim B'Ham, and the Zuzim at Ham, Ves Ho'emim B'Shavik Kiryasayim, and also Ves HaChayri B'Haram Seir, the Chayri at their mountain of Seir, Ad El Paran, all the way till El Paran, Asher El Midbar, that was at the Midbar. Vayeshuvu, and then they turned back, Vayevayu El Ein Mishpati Kadesh, and they came to Ein Mishpat, that's Kadesh, Vayakos Kosude Amaleki, and they struck all the fields of Amaleki, Vagama Sayamari, Yeshua Chatzain Tamar, and also the Amari that lived in Chatzain Tamar. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pazu Gimel, Emek Hasidim Kachshmai, that was the name of the valley, Al Shem Shahayubai saw this har, because there was many fields over there, Umar Shahagadi Yesh Harbe, and there's many Majashim over here. Hu Yama Melech, that's the Yama Melech, Lachar Zman, after some time, Nimsha Chayam Usaychai, the sea got pulled into it, Vinas Yama Melech, and became the Yama Melech, meaning it wasn't the Yama Melech at that point in time. Umar Shahagadi Omer, the Medrash says, Shenizbaku Hatsurim Sivaisov, that the surrounding rock split, Vinimsha Yaram Usaychai, and then the streams were drawn into it, but either which way, it became the Yama Melech later on. Pasuk Dalad in Rashi, Shtemes Rishana Avdu, Chamishim Lachim Alos Kedal Omer, these five kings served Kedal Omer, Pasuk Hay in Rashi, Uvarabas Rishana Lamirdan, and the 14th year of their rebellion, Bakadar Omer, Kedal Omer, and the kings that were with him came. Lafishu Haya Balamaisa, since he was the main one over here, Nechaz Ba'avi Akaira, so he came into the thickness of the beam, that means we're saying he was one that came with all the kings that were with him. Vamalachim Elu Shlesh Amalachim, these are the three kings that were mentioned with him, and Hazuzim Haim Zamzumim, Pazak Vavin Rashi, Bahara Ram, Bahar Shalhem, and their mountain, El Paran Kitargume Meshar, this is the valley of Paran. Jump to the next Rashi, Al HaMidbar, Etzal HaMidbar, near the Midbar, Kemaiva Alamate Menashe. Pasuk Zayin Rashi, they went to Ein Mishpat Hi Kadesh, Al Shema Asid. Again, this is named because of the future. Shasidin Moshe V'Aaron Li Shafet Shamal Iske Oiso Ayin, because Moshe and Aaron, they would eventually be judged over there because of the spring over there. The Hei Mei Meriva, let's talk about the Mei Meriva. V'Unklos Tergumai Kepshutai, Unklos translates it in the simple way of understanding it. Makim Shahayu B'nei Amadinim Skabsim Sham, there was a place that all the people of that area, they would gather there, L'chol Mishpat, anytime they had a judgment. Sidehu Amaleki, again, Adayin Lo Noel Amalek, Amalek wasn't born yet, V'Nikar Shema Asid, and this is called because of the future, that's where the Amaleki would be. B'chatzayin Tamar, he in Gedi, that's in Gedi, and Mikra Mali B'yay Shafat. So back to Chumash Pasuk Ches. So what happened now? V'yetzei Melech Sudaim, U'melech Amar, U'melech Admo, U'melech Tzvayim, U'melech Bela, Hitzayir, all these kings came out, V'yarchu Itam Melcham, B'emek HaSidim, and they waged war with them in Emek HaSidim. Who do they wage war with? Again, Eis Kedar Lo'omer Melech Elam, V'sidol Melech Goyim, V'amrafa Melech Shinar, V'aryeich Melech Elasar, Arba Melechim, V'sa Chamisha, it's four kings against the five. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Tes, Arba Melechim, V'afal Pikin, even so, even though four kings against the five, Nitzcho HaMu'atim, the fewer, the four kings, they won. That teaches you that they were very strong, they're very powerful. Even so, Avram, he didn't withhold himself from chasing after them. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yod, Ve'emek HaSidim, this valley of Sidim, Be'eres Chemor, is full of wells of Chemor. And the king of Sudaim and Amayor, he ran and he fell there. And the rest ran away to the mountain. Let's see Rash over here, Pasuk Yod, Be'eres Chemor, Be'eres Harba Hayusham. There are many wells there. Tichel Binyan, they would take dirt from there to make it into clay for building. Omer Shagad in Medrash says, Shahaya Tit Megubal Behen, the tit was actually mixed in. It was like this thick, pudgy consistency. It was kind of like quicksand of nowadays. Menas and Nes Lamelch Sudaim Shetz Misham, and a Nes happened to the king of Sudaim that even though he fell inside, he was able to escape. And why did this Nes happen? There were some of the nations that didn't believe that Avram Avinu was saved from the fiery furnace. The Once the king of Sudan was able to escape the Chemer, Haminu Bavram Lafreya, retroactively they believed that really Avram was saved from the fiery furnace. Hera Nasu, Lehar Nasu, they ran to the mountain. Hara is Kemai Lehar. The way to understand the word of Hara means to the mountain. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Aleph. So what happened? Vayichus Karuchush Sudan Vamaira. They took all the possessions of Sudan and Amaira, Vezkol Achlam, and all their food, Vayilechu, and they left. Vayichu has light, Vezruchushai, Ben Achi Avram, Vayilechu, and they took light, who was the son of the brother Avram, and his possessions, and they left. Vuhu Yashim Besudaim, and he was dwelling in Sudaim. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Beis. Vuhu Yashim Besudaim, Mi Garm Loizais. What caused him to be taken, Yeshivas Besudaim? That's because he lived in Sudaim. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Gimel. So Vayavay Apollet, the fugitive came, Vayagila Avram Ivri, and he told Avram Ivri what happened. Vuhu Sheikhan Beilunay Mamre Amairi, and he, Avram, was dwelling in the plains of Mamre the Amairi, Achi Eshgar Vachi Aner, the brother of Eshgal and Aner, Vehim Bali Bris Avram, and they had sealed a covenant with Avram. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vayavay Apollet, Lefi Pshute, the simple understanding of this pasuk is that Oig, this is talking about Oig, Shapalat Menam Chama. He escaped, he was a fugitive of the war. Vusha Kasav, and that's why it says in Dvarim, Kirak Oig Mel Chabasha Nishar Miasar Ephaim. Vizehu Nishar, this means he was left over, Shaloi Haraguhu Amrafel Chavrev Shikur Ephaim Ashres Kenaim. Amrafel and all of his kings, they didn't kill him when they struck Ashres Kenaim. That's from the Tanchuma. Now, Medrash Breshis Rabbah, the Medrash Rabbah tells us, Ze Oig Shapalat Midar Mabel. This is referring to Oig, but he was a Palat, he was a fugitive of the Dar HaMabel. Vizehu Miasar Ephaim, Shnemer, it says on a film, Hoyu Ba'aretz, he actually had escaped the Dar HaMabel, Umeschavin Sheharig Avram, and he had Kavana. His intent was that Avram would be killed, Visa Sarah, and he'd get to marry Sarah. Ha'ivri, why is Avram called Avram Ha'ivri? Shabame Ever Hanar, because he came from the other side of the river. Baalei Bris Avram, Shakarsu Imai Bris, they sealed a treaty with him. Back to Chomish Pasuk Yudalad. Vayishma Avram, Avram heard Kinishba Achiv, that his brother was captured, referring to light. Vayark Eschanichav Yilide Besoy, and he armed his charges or his students who were brought up in his house, Shmon Asr Shlesh Meos, 318, for Yurdef Adon, and they chased them until dawn. And they split the night, him and his servants, and they struck them. And they chased them all the way until Chayva, Ad Mismel Damasek, which is all the way to the left of Damasek. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yodalad. The second Rashi, Chanichav, Chanichayksev. It's written as Chanichay and not Chanichav. And who's this referring to? Ze Eliezer. This is talking about Eliezer. Shechanochil Mitzvahs, that he inculcated him, he taught him, he trained him in Mitzvahs. And now this is a very important definition in Rashi, the understanding of what the word Chinuch means. V'hulashayn, this is an expression of Haschalas Knesis Ha'adam Oikli, the beginning of the entry of a person or a vessel, Le'umanis Shu Asad Lamadbai, to the craft that they are going to end up staying in that forever. V'chein Chanuch Lenar, Chanukas Hamizbech, Chanukas Abayas. Shmona Asay Ushleish Meis 318, Rabbi Sein Amru Chazal say, Eliezer Levata Hayo was actually only Eliezer, V'huminin Gematria Shel Shmai, and 318 is actually the Gematria of Eliezer's name. Adon, what does it mean? He struck them until dawn and no more than that. Sham Tashash Kaychai, over there he became weak. Sherash Asidim Banav Lahamid Sham Egel, because he saw that Avodah Zarah would end up being established over there. Pasuk Yazvav in Rashi, Vayichalik Aleihem, Lefi Pshutei Saras HaMikra. According to the simple understanding, we should split the Pasuk up, Vayichalik Huva Vadev Aleim Alayla, him and his servants, they split against them during the night. Kederach HaRoidfim, like pursuers, Shemespalgim Achar Nirdafim, Kshabarchim Zelachayim Zelachan. They split up afterwards, and they chase people that are running away. One runs there, one runs there, so you have to split up and chase them. Laila Kleimer, meaning to say, Achash Chashcha Loinim L'Radfam, even though it got dark, they didn't withhold from chasing them. Go to the next Rashi. Ad Chayva, Ein Makam Sheshmai Chayva. There's no real place that's called Chayva. Vidan Kairi Chayva. And this place that we're talking about, Dan, it's called Chayva. Al Shem Avaydaz Gilulim Shasid Eli Hashem, because of the Vaydazar that would eventually be established there. And Lashon of Chayva is Lashon of Chayev, of guilty. They're guilty of Vaydazara. Back to Chomish Pasuk Dezayin. Vayashiv is called Rechush, and he brought back all of the possessions. Vagamas Light Achiv Rechusha Heshiv, and also Light his brother, and all of his possessions he returned. Vagamas Hanashim Vesa'am, also the women and the people. Vayetze Melch Sudam, the cross, and the king of Sudam came out to greet him. After he returned from striking Kedar La'omer and the kings that were with him, El Emek Shaveh, they came to Emek Shaveh, who Emek Hamelech, that's Emek Hamelech. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Emek Shaveh, Kach Shmai, that's what it's called. V'targumai L'meshar Mafna. What does that mean? Panim Elonis Mikol Michshol, it was clear of trees and any sort of stumbling block. It was very smooth and flat. Emek Hamelech. Emek Hamelech, what does it mean? It's the valley of the king. Base Risa de Malka, it's the base Ris of a king. Base Ris Echad, the size of one base Ris is Shehu Shlesh Shem Kanim, that's 30 measuring rods. It was specific for a king that he could spend time leisuring and relaxing over there. And the Medrash tells us, what does that mean? That it's Emek Shaveh, which is Emek HaMelech. Emek Shehushvu Sham Kol HaUmas. This is a valley in which all the nations, they gathered together and they were equal-minded about this. And they actually appointed Avram as somewhat of a king and a leader over them. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yudches. U'Malkitzedek Melech Shalem, and Malkitzedek the king of Shalem. Hoitzi Lechem V'Yoyin, he brought out bread and wine. V'hu Kayin Lekel Elyoyin, and he was a Kayin to Hashem. Let's see Rashi over your Pasuk Yudches. Who's this Malkitzedek? U'Mer Shagada, who's Shem Ben Noach? This is actually Shem, the son of Noach. Lechem V'Yoyin, Kach Oysel Migiyah Mechama. This is what you bring out to those who are wary for more. V'heru Lo She'en B'libe Olva Shahar Gizbanav, and he showed him that he was not upset that he killed his children. U'Mer Shagada, Ramaz Loyal Menaches, he was trying to hint to him this was an allusion to the Menaches V'Anisachim, She'akivu Shambanav, that his children would eventually bring there. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yotes, V'yirochei V'yomar, and he blessed him and he said, Baruch Avram L'kel Elyon, blessed is Avram to Kel Elyon, Koine Shemaim V'aretz, the acquirer of Shemaim and Aretz, U'baruch Kel Elyon, and blessed is the Kel Elyon, Asher Migein Serecha B'yadecha, that he delivered your enemies in your hands, V'yitan Loi Maser Mikol, and Avram gave him Maser from everything. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yotes, Koine Shemaim V'aretz, Kamoi Oisei Shemaim V'aretz, Aideas Yosin, by way of Hashem making them, Kinon Lias Shaloi, he now acquired them to be his. Pasuk Chaf in Rashi, Asher Migein, Asher his gear that he handed over, V'chein Amagencha Yisrael, V'yitan Loi Avram gave Malkitzedek, Maser Mikol, gave him Maser from everything, Asher Loi from everything that was his. Why did he give him Maser? L'fishaya Kayin, because he was a Kayin. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with the fifth Aliyah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.